UFO connections. It's funny in a way. I have been studying UFOs for at least 45 years, and once in a while I still find out something I didn't know. I knew a couple of investigators had met aliens face to face, but then I found out it was more than I suspected. These are not mentally ill people having delusions, but perfectly normal people interested in the phenomenon of UFOs, which are now renamed to UAPs. There is just so much we don't know about UFOs, and it makes me wonder how much more these people might know but have been asked not to reveal right now. I try my best to keep up to date on the UFO scene by getting all sorts of alerts every day, even though I do not actually go out into the field and never did. UFOs are not my only point of interest. When I created the About Facts website years ago and later replaced it with the Truth Facts website, it was not to just do articles on UFOs but also on anything else I was interested in. Over the years I have come to believe there is a connection with some of the sciences and UFOs. Take archaeology for example. There are so many mysteries about how some of the ancient structures could have been built that we are not capable of building today. Usually because the stones are so heavy, we have no way of lifting them. There are other things in archaeology which are mysteries, such as ancient statues depicting some of the ancient gods, which have now been brought into question because the idea they were really statues of aliens is becoming more prevalent. The dates on some of these structures is being hidden from us. Why? I have seen over the years dates which were given for structures by so-called experts, which scientific research has proven were wrong by dating the organic material found between blocks. One example I talk about is the Bosnian pyramid. The archaeologist who found it was told not to mention it, but he rebelled and put out an ad for help uncovering it. The organic material between its blocks has been dated from 20,000 years ago, but has not, to my knowledge, been acknowledged by the rest of science. It is as if there was either another race on Earth which was superior to us, or aliens were here, and that fact is being hidden from us. Another connection seems to be with UFOs and the governments of the world, which the most secretive seems to be our own when it comes to UFO data, even though there was a recent release of a UFO video from the Navy. They had plenty more, and we know this because Luis Elizondo, the former head of a secret government program called ATIP, which stands for Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, said he saw them. Why are these other videos being withheld? Some people think the tic-tac shape of the UFOs shown in the video may have been inserted to cover up the real shape of what was seen, and indeed one pilot who was there said the UFO was not tic-tac shaped. Geography seems to be tied in closely with UFOs. They seem to be interested in us, and among some of the places they hover over are small villages, cities, and other population centers. These are not all, of course. Why are they so interested in us? That is a question we can only guess the answer on. I personally think it may be because intelligent life in the universe is rare, and when advanced races come upon it, they want to study it and watch it evolve. Can we ever understand why the aliens do what they do? Maybe not, if they are thousands and maybe millions of years more advanced than us. Energy seems to be very important to UFOs. They are often seen over power plants, and some believe they can somehow draw power. I don't know about that, but there is no denying they have a keen interest in our plants, especially our nuclear power plants. They could be drawing power without us knowing it, but I would think it would register somewhere, so I believe someone would know it. We have no idea how their power systems work, or even if all the UFOs use the same type. After all, with all the different shaped UFOs in our skies, there could be many different races coming here who use different means of power. The military is connected to the UFO phenomena in a big way and probably knows so much more than what it is telling us. I am not just talking about the other videos I mentioned above. They have been the object of missile shutdowns and reactivations by UFOs. There are also stories about attacks on UFOs where they attacked back. One such attack happened in Vietnam, and it is not clear who fired first. Small boats were used on rivers in Vietnam. Two of them were traveling on the river and a UFO appeared and blew up the first one, and the second one was firing on it. A missile was shot at the UFO by a plane but did no damage. Days later, an Australian ship was being trailed by a UFO and it experienced an explosion. In the wreckage, the remains of the missile which had been fired at the UFO had hit the ship. Apparently, somehow the UFO had caught it and days later fired it. Chemistry also has a connection to UFOs. Years ago, an engineer who claimed to be reverse engineering UFOs for the government said the ones he worked on were powered by element 115. He was laughed at since element 115 didn't exist yet. In 2003, in Russia, Russian and American scientists synthesized a new element. It was element 115. Do we know how to use its power? That is probably one of the biggest secrets, and we may not know the answer for many years. Lastly, how has all this UFO activity affected people? Well, for one thing, more people think UFOs come from aliens. They are not sure if they all are remote devices or pilots fly them. Some claim to have seen beings through windows in UFOs which have come to low altitudes. Enough people have said this to make us think at least some are piloted. Most people also believe there is not one race coming here but many different ones.